Diplomacy aimed at resolving the North Korean nuclear issue is swinging into full gear. Today, the State Department announced that senior officials from the U.S., Japan, and South Korea will gather in Washington next week to coordinate policy. Many experts are baffled as to what North Korea hopes to gain through its nuclear brinksmanship, but that hasn't stopped them from speculating. From Seoul, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Trying to divine the intentions of North Korea is not easy. The country is perhaps the most reclusive in the world. North Korean leader Kim Jong-il does not hold news conferences, but he does communicate to the outside world through his official media. Throughout the nuclear standoff, North Korean television has fired off its usual barrage of anti-American rhetoric. Not once, though, has it confessed to possessing or even attempting to produce nuclear weapons. North Korea insists the nuclear reactor at Yongbyon is needed to generate electricity. Experts concede that North Korea does suffer from a genuine energy shortage, but the nuclear plant at Yongbyon is not the solution, says John Large, a nuclear consultant who's worked for the British and Russian governments.
It has no function in terms of supplying electricity into their national grid. It's far too small. And North Korea has no use for plutonium other than in minute quantities for research and development. The only use for plutonium-239 in North Korea is for weapons.
U.S. intelligence officials believe North Korea already possesses one or two nuclear weapons, and should it restart the nuclear plant at Yongbyon, could produce another half a dozen within the next 5 months. Why is North Korea intent on mass-producing nuclear weapons and stirring up a crisis? Nuclear blackmail is the most common answer. North Korea, some analysts say, wants to extract economic aid from the Bush administration, just as it did from President Clinton in 1994. The country's economy has been in free fall ever since the collapse of its main patron, the Soviet Union. Today, North Korea, a nation built on the philosophy of Juche, or self-reliance, cannot feed itself. The U.S. is the biggest donor and, as of now, has no plans to curtail that aid. But Chung-in Lee, a professor at Seoul's Yonsei University, says other donor nations might feel differently.
In fact, most of the international community today, they're saying we will not give unconditional humanitarian assistance unless and until North Korea makes some positive political moves.
Conventional wisdom says North Korean leader Kim Jong-il is a dangerous, unpredictable leader. Dangerous, maybe, but hardly unpredictable, according to some analysts. They say Kim is, in fact, utterly predictable. When backed into a corner, he will create a crisis, whatever it takes to ensure the survival of his regime. As one analyst here put it, North Korea is pursuing a survival strategy, not a suicidal one. The North Korean leader is reportedly worried about a hardening of U.S. attitudes after the September 11th attacks and fears that after Iraq, it may be next. Chung-in Moon is an advisor to South Korean President Kim Dae-jung.
North Korea is extremely fearful of the U.S. That is why I would say that North Korea is literally begging the U.S., please recognize us, please have a dialogue with us, then I will listen to whatever you say.
North Korea, says Moon, hopes to use its nuclear arsenal as an insurance policy against a possible U.S. strike. But so far, says Scott Snyder of the Asia Foundation, North Korea's nuclear brinksmanship has made it less secure, not more.
It may be perceived as a silver bullet that can provide security on the part of people in Pyongyang, but in fact, the response of all of North Korea's neighbors suggests that the pursuit of nuclear weapons is actually contributing to insecurity amongst neighbors in ways that will directly negatively influence the interests and sustainability, perhaps, of the North Korean state as it currently exists.
Snyder says there are many perplexing questions about North Korea's strategy. Why did it decide to raise the stakes now? And does it have a way to climb down from the nuclear standoff? Only the country's leader, Kim Jong-il, knows for sure, and he's not talking. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Seoul.